All right, now it's time to bring in Thor and Kristen Dotter. It's time to look at Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio with Thorne, who joins us on Tuesday mornings. Good morning, Thorne.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. I've got my shorts on because even though we're expecting showers, it's 51.
Hey, we'll take it.
I will. I'll take it any day of the week. I'll take 51 right now. It's also, or I have to wear it constantly now because it's my first infusion. I have to wear a knee brace on the left knee. And it's funny. When it's warmer out, the brace fits better. And when it's colder out, it slides around. So today's a good day for the brace in my knee. But enough about me. I want to go back on a couple of stories and just fill you in as a publisher of Main Street Magazine. We talked about Speaking for the Trees by Griffin Cooper. Well, just so you know, that the legislature is going to send to the Senate, is going to send to the House new legislation that'll prevent that from ever happening again. The Department of Environmental Conservation is going to have to consult with an area before they do something like that and come up with plans and alternate plans and meet them halfway. Of course, the DEC is not the happiest about that because they thought they were doing it right, but they're not. So that was one good outlook of that story that I wanted to pass along to you.
Thank you. That's great news.
Just an update for your readers. All right. Well, speaking about Griffin Cooper and speaking about our area and the ecology, Climate Smart Communities. Cornwall calls itself the greenest town in the state of Connecticut, and by God, it is. But there's towns in New York State, I think Millerton's one of them, that jumped on the bandwagon early as well.
Yeah, there are quite a few communities that are climate smart, and so Griffin put a piece together here that the idea for us with this piece, I said, you know, take a look at what, if we can define what makes a climate smart community, what they have to do to become one. And so he put this one page piece together about, you know, to kind of defining that, to define a climate smart community and what's involved in it.
You know, what I like about what's involved with the communities around here, there's a lot of communities that think they're climate smart because they're swapping carbon credits. I'm not a big fan of swapping carbon credits. It's allowing businesses to wheel and deal their credits and give them to somebody. Obviously, give them to a town that doesn't need them, to be quite honest with you. I've never been a big fan of carbon credits. But the towns that are in that article and the towns here in Connecticut that are climate smart don't do it that way. They don't do it by swapping carbon credits, which is, in theory, it works. But in reality, it doesn't really work because the carbon's still going into the air.
Right.
So that's what makes your story a great story. Now, I guess we can stay on being healthy. Mary O'Neill has a story, A Vegan Journey. And, you know, for as many people as there are on the face of the earth, you have a million different stories, pro and con, on going vegan. And for the life of me, I never understood it. You know, why argue somebody if somebody feels healthier and feels better about themselves, whether they're doing it to save animals or whether they're doing it for their health? Why care if they're going vegan? You know, why ridicule it?
Exactly. I mean, it's a person's personal choice. And Mary kind of spun into this how it is actually environmentally friendly to be a vegan, besides all the other obvious, you know. But I was actually explaining to my stepson 2 days ago the difference between, you know, regular eater versus a vegetarian versus a vegan and even a pescatarian. And then when I said vegan, he's like, huh, what's that? So Mary put together with Robin Zitter a great piece here about vegans and the history of it and animal ethics, what it is that you can actually eat, and you know, and then helpful tips on how to become a vegan, how it's easy. But for me personally, I stopped eating red meat, you know, 20 years ago. In the last 5 or so years, I'll have, you know, a good piece of red meat, you know, maybe a couple of times a year. But in the last few years, I've actually moved further and further away from meat as well. I have meat-free days, and I do just because I feel better about it. I haven't become a vegan, but I like cheese and other products too much. But I personally, I do feel a big difference in what I eat and how I eat it.
It's funny you say that because I used to be somebody that could go to a restaurant and order a prime rib, okay? And if I ordered a prime rib today, I'd get about one bite out of it, and then I'd get sick. I literally would get sick, even though I used to love it. I find myself today, if I'm making a sandwich at my house, I'll get out an avocado, I'll slice it up with some tomato, I'll make myself some sauce to go with it, and I'll have that. Just like yesterday, for dinner, I made cabbage and mushrooms and scallions for dinner. Now, people that knew me 20 years ago would think, "What happened? Who took Marshall miles away?" But and I'm not a vegan or a vegetarian. But the only meat I even my chili now I make with mushrooms. I chop up mushrooms, and people can't tell that it's mushrooms. It looks just like
Exactly.
meat. I do have hamburger every once in a while. I do in pasta sauce and stuff like that. But other than that, there's very little meat that I eat, and so I've trans I've over the years, especially over the past 2 years, I've really changed exactly what I eat. And you don't even realize it till you've done it, and then you go back and you try to eat a piece of meat that you used to love, and you can't do it. You can't do
You
it.
can't, your body just doesn't,
Yeah.
at least my body, it doesn't like it. And the flavor actually changed. And when I was pregnant with my daughter, my taste buds changed. Everything that was, fake, artificial, processed, I simply couldn't eat. And after I had her, I've had an aversion to a lot of foods. And even now when I have, meat, I'm like, I don't want it. And I'm lucky that where my office is in Millerton, if I grab lunch, both Oakhurst and the Oakhurst Diner and even Irving Farm have so many options that are meatless. Even their burgers, the Beyond Meat burgers, both of them have. So, even if I want a burger, I get a vegetarian burger.
It's interesting, and this is a great issue because you touch on so many different issues. The next story is basically a self-help story. Ways you can help Mother Earth, how everybody, no matter how little or much they do, everybody can contribute to help.
Exactly. So my, because I wrote this actually, and my thinking was, if everyone does one or two simple things, imagine if we all did that and what a big impact that could be. So I started researching some things, and I it was a rabbit hole. There was so much you can do, in fact, and a lot of it were just little baby steps. So I tried to put together just a tip of the iceberg of just, the simple things that can be done. And so I hope that folks who read this can, at least pick up, even if it's just one thing to do that they can make a difference in.
Yeah, it's really, and that's I guess that's the whole meaning. You don't, if you want to help the environment, you don't have to think of yourself as a tree hugger and think and go full scale. Help the environment in little ways. I never thought I'd find myself recycling trash and cans and food waste. I never thought I'd see that. Right? It's a regular process now, and every once in a while, when I make a mistake and a can goes in the wrong place, I go digging for
Right.
it. So, whatever you can do, it's helpful. And I guess we can wrap this up. I hope Margaret Roach is listening. Let's get started in the garden. You've got a master gardener, and you've got tips on gardening.
Yep, this is a topic I know nothing about because gardening is not my thing. I have black thumbs. But I, despite that, I enjoyed putting this together with Dominique. Laying it out, that is, and Dominique spoke with a master gardener, got various tips about how and what to do in the garden. So she had a wonderful time putting it together, and my proofreader Palm had a she's a gardener herself, and so she had interesting feedback about some of the tips. She's like, well, I don't know about this. I don't completely agree with this, but some people do it that way. So I think that the various gardeners around who read this might have different opinions, and I've been interested to hear them. But as with so many things, that folks deal differently with different things, and I'm sure it's the same in the garden.
Absolutely. And green ideas for gift giving.
Yeah, Regina got together some kind of alternative ideas when it comes to giving gifts, and and she mentions a few local spots that fall into that, whether it's an experience or giving food, and, you know, the gift of food and drink, vintage, you know. So she, you know, just to have you think differently when it comes to giving someone a gift.
Well, Main Street Magazine, really this month, committed to the earth. What's next month going to bring us?
We already went to press finally yesterday with our May issue, which maybe we'll get Friday if my printer, if I didn't put them too much on the spot. But it is our transportation issue. And I think Ashley told me it's our 7th year doing it. And it's a, you know, one of, it's our biggest issue so far this year, which usually it is. But we have a lot of great stories under that umbrella.
All right, Main Street Mag on the web, mainstreetmag.com, of course, and also free pickup throughout the tri-state region, Main Street Magazine. Thorne, always great to speak with you. Have a great day today.
You too. Enjoy the warm weather.
Well, take care.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Main Street Magazine here on Robinhood Radio. You can find Main Street Magazine, as I said, at mainstreetmag.com, and you can also find them right here at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand, click on Main Street Magazine. And there she is.